This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, March 16th. God's word for you today is, Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 34, verse 1 to 3. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For you to turn the tide in your favor, the seventh thing you do is thank God in advance. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 says, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. What is going on here? They were going for battle, and Jehoshaphat said, Wait, wait, wait! The elite soldiers, the snipers, the infantry, the tanks are not going to go ahead. Instead, we are going to send the choir ahead. That is what Jehoshaphat did. He appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him because God said, You will not have to fight in this battle. Very smart king. God did not tell Jehoshaphat what to do. God did not tell him to put singers ahead of the fighting men. He just figured out that they are better off praising God all the way into battle. And so he placed the singers out ahead of the army. Jehoshaphat put the choir in front, then the soldiers behind, saying, We are going to thank God in advance for the victory. Are you going to thank God? Yes, you should pray, but spend focused time thanking God in advance for the turning point that will happen in your favor. If you have watched any of these medieval war movies, then you can picture this. Instead of the infantry marching ahead in battle formation with the horsemen behind, you have the musicians and the choir singing. That is crazy. It just does not make sense. But that was what was going on here. The question to you is, when you're going to start thanking God for that situation, when you're going to start thanking God, when? What is it going to be? We see three clear results from what Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah and Jerusalem did. The first thing that happened was that they had a resounding victory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have a resounding victory. As you raise your voice and thank God in advance, you will have a resounding victory in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 says, As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, For the Lord is good, 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 and his mercies endureth forever and ever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.